Recording stopped. Recording in progress.
Yeah, let's have it back. Okay. So let's go over what were all the reasons. What were the reasons that places gave why beer is shahako? So places had three reasons. First place it said that it's only tam. It's only tam. And then said place another reason, it's like Ili Yahu in the past. And then finally, place said that it's Lishtil. Those are the three reasons that we have in places. Then later on, the place on the bottom of it, Taisus Vaha, by Shasisa, Taisus adds that it says by Shasisa also, since it's not ain't a lishtoid, el lishtois. So that's why the bus is a shahakol. That's what it says in Taisus. So now, we already spoke last time. These three reasons, what are they addressed to? They're explaining why it's a shahakol as opposed to what? He's addressed to why it's not mezoinus or why it's not bar piyadom. So the first reason the Taisus says that it's the taima, it's mefurish in Taisus, that that's addressed to mezoinus. The Taisus mefurish, leidomi l'rav shmuel. That's clearly going on bar mezoinus. Explaining why it's not bar mezoinus, because it's l'tam. The second reason, isli ila achrina bepas. L'chayr, that's a reason why it's, that's an explanation of why it's not a bari pi adama. Because the idea of isli achrina bepas is that since the pre was nishtane, and it was nishtane, l'chal derech achilos ilibo, like the Gemara says by Kimcha Dechiti. So that's why it loses the bracha bari pi adama. It's not a reason for it to lose the bracha bari minim mizaynus. If isli ila achrina bepas was a reason not to have the bracha bari minim mizaynus, so then cake wouldn't be bari minim mizaynus because it has a ili bepas. And Sufkanin wouldn't be very minimizonis because it has the Ili Achrin of a pass. So Ili Achrin of a pass has nothing to do with very minimizonis. So that's clearly a reason. That's clearly a reason why it's not a very piadoma. And we saw in the Chilas Arosh, it's mafurish that way. The Isli Achrin of a pass is the reason why it's not a very piadoma. And the Tam is the reason why it's not a very minimizonis. We'll see the Chilas Arosh, we're going to take a look more closely again today. The third reason it takes is that it's not Lishtia. That is l'shtiyah, it's a shackle because it's l'shtiyah. That's not mefurish in Tosis, and that's one of the things I want to be clear today. Is that explaining why it's not burning in the mezainis? Because on a drink you don't make burning in the mezainis? Or is it explaining why it's not a burning pi adoma? Because on a drink you don't make a burning pi adoma? The Meisen Shem and Zayish do make a burning pi eitz. So that's not entirely clear in Tosis. In the bottom Taisus about Shasiso, where Taisus says Luchara the same svar that's any listoid el listois. So there also it's not mefurish in Taisus. Is he explaining why Shasiso not mezaynus, or is he explaining why it's not bari piadama, or maybe both? But the language of Taisus over there that he says it's not listoid, that's a language that sounds like he's talking about bari mina mezaynus. That's a bari mina mezaynus like the svar. And if we'll equate this third Taisus in Taisus with what Taisus said later on about Shasiso. So that would maybe be an indication that the Svar of Shtiyah is addressed to, at least also, to Bari Minim Zainis, maybe to Bari Piyadoma also. But again, you have the problem from Shem Zayis. But Al-Kapanim, we start to see, at least there's one indication that this third Svar of Taisus of Lishtiyah, if we're going to identify with the Taisus later on about Shasista, that it's Lissoid and not Lishtois, so there's an indication in the language of Taisus that we're talking about Bari Minim Zainis. On the other hand, from the context of Taisus, it's maybe mashma the other way around, because Taisus first says Lidom the Rav Shmuel, so he's talking about Bari Minim Mizaynus. And then Taisus says, and it's not Isli Yachin of a past, that's where he's talking about Bari Piyadoma. And then he says, it's Lishtiyo, the Seder HaDvarim in Taisus. Thomas Havitis is bouncing back and forth from Mizaynus to Bari Piyadoma, back to Mizaynus. It's the Seder HaDvarim in Taisus would be more attractive to say, first he addressed Bari Minim Mizaynus, Lidom the Rav Shmuel, because it's the Taimah. And then he addresses Bari Piyadom and he says, Isli Achinib Pas, and it's the Shtiyah. So maybe in the Siddur HaDvarim and Taisus, there's maybe an indication the other way. Akapanim, we don't really have a clear indication one way or another, and we're going to leave it, meanwhile, as a question. In the Rosh also gives three reasons why beer is shakel. The Rosh, both in Piskei HaRosh and also in the Taisus HaRosh, the Rosh has three reasons. First, he says, Tom, in the Rosh, the order is the other way around, but I'm lining it up with Taisus. He has a reason about Tom last. But we'll put it over here first, because this, so we should see the parallels. So he says it's Latam. And there also, it's clear that he's talking about Barimim Zainis, because he says, Beferish, it's Leidomi Derav Shmuel, because it's Latam. So that's exactly like Taisus. He also says that it's Isle Ili Bepas. And that's clearly referring to Bar Piyadoma. And in Shuvah Shosh, it's Mefurish that that's referring to Bar Piyadoma. And then he has a third reason, that came in Shulut Solol, if the water is clear, Amayim Lu'ikr. So, where Taisus has the Svara of Shtiyo, the Rosh has a different Svara, Chara, that since it's Solol, the Mayim is the Ikr. Which is Chara, different Svara. That's so clear. Is that going to Bar Piyadoma? Is it going to Bar Yamin Mizainis? Well, it would certainly cover Bar Piyadoma. If the Mayim is the Iker, that's certainly a reason not to say Bar Piyadoma. Would it be a reason not to make a Bar Yamin Mizainis? On the face of it, no. Bar Yamin Mizainis. You can't have an Iker against Dogon. Dogon is always the Iker. Maybe not. Maybe here it's such an Iker that it could even be against Dogon. Absolutely. So, look at that. Now, then when it comes to Shisiso, the Rosh also says, the Taisus Rosh, it's Ein Elisoid, Helo Lishlis. But in Taisus Rosh, we have something that we don't have in Taisus, which is that when Taisus, in the Taisus HaRosh, when he says that it's not, it's Leidom the Rav Shmuel because it's Latam, so he adds, Kamei Shisiso. Then when he talks about Shisiso and he says it's not listed El Lishtois, he says, and that's a raya to what I said, that's a raya L'Sheikha, Kamei Shipi Rashli. In the Taisus HaRosh, he seems to be making an equation between these two things. That the Svara of Ein Elisoid El Lishtois, that's what that lines up with what he said at the beginning, and what he said before, that it's Leidom in the Rav Shmuel because it's Latam. Kamei Shisiso. Which needs a hesper altogether, because Chara, these are two different svaras. One is a svara that there's no that it's only time and time, you don't make a very many mizaynus. I should see saying Chara, a different svara that on shtiyah you don't make very many mizaynus. You only make a very many mizaynus and when it's soyed, not on the shtiyah. So, and yet the lashon of the Taisus HaRosh sounds like it sounds very clear that he's learning that it's the same svara, the svara of Tam. Is the same svar as Amy Osi Lusay Elo Lishtois, which needs Hasbro altogether. The Chor in Taisus is not much more that way. Because if in Taisus you're going to learn that the svar of Tam is the same svar as Amy also listed El Lishtois. Then how can Taisus have another reason of that it's Lishtiyah? Then this reason and this reason are exactly the same. Follow what I'm saying? In Taisus it's Mefurish that the reason of Tam is identical with the reason of Amy also listed El Lishtois. He says Beferis that way. When he says the reason of Tam, so Dami Rav Shmuel is the Tam, he says Kamei Shisiso. And then when he comes to Shisiso and he says Amy also listed El Lishtois, he says, and that's a raya that Shecher Shakel Kamei Shipirashti. So it sounds like the reason of Tam equals the reason of Ein Yosef Lusad El Lishtois. Well, but if you're going to read that back into Taisus, that the reason of Tam is identical with the reason of Ein Yosef Lusad El Lishtois, then that means Tam is the same thing as being Lishtois. But then why does Taisus have a separate teretz that it's Lishtiyah? Then what's the difference between Latam and Lishtir? It's the same thing, like you see in Taisa Rosh. Now we're going, very important going. We're going in Simon, was it Resh Beis? Yeah. Resh Beis. We're going in Resh Beis. The Shulchan Aruch says that if you drink Shem Zayis Alidea Nigroin, we had in the beginning of the parak, Shem Zayis Alidea Nigroin, so if it's Lirafur, then you make a bracha of Bar Pietz, because then the Shem Zayis is the Iker. But if it's not Lirafur, so then you make a bracha of Shahakal, because then the Anigroin is the Iker. And that's taken from the Rambam. Ask the Gaon, why would Anigron be Shahakal? Anigron L'chayre is Mei Shlokas. Shlokas should be Bari Pei Adama, not the Gemara. We pass in Shlokas is Bari Pei Adama. So Mai the Silka, Mai the Kulushalki, it's Bari Pei Adama. Gemara Daf Lamates. So why over here, the Rambam himself passes that Shlokas is Bari Pei Adama. That if you drink Mei Shlokas, it's Bari Pei Adama. So why over here do you make a bracha? Why over here does the Rambam say, and the Shulchan Aruch says, you make a bracha of Shahakal Mei Bedvar? So the Gaon is Mitzayin, to add Tosfos, to both Tosfos, to the Tosfos, the first Tosfos that says that Lishtiyo, you always make a Shahakal, and the second Tosfos that Amy also listed, the Lishtiyos, and the Baruch HaShahakal. It's Messiah Beferish, the Gaon is Messiah Beferish to both Tosfos, the Tosfos of Shtiyo, the third Teretz in the first Tosfos, and the Tosfos in the bottom of Bat Shasi. He seems to be equating those two things. The Gaon equates these two things. That and shtir you make a shahakal, and anigun is a shtir, therefore it's a shahakal. So you see, first of all, in Gaon, that the Gaon holds that this svara of shtir is a svara in regard to Bari Pei Adama. Maybe also from Zionist too. But it is also at least a svara for, it applies to Bari Pei Adama, because by anigun we're not talking about Zionist. Tell them that what's on the table is Bari Pei Adama. And the Gaon says, you don't make a Bari Pei Adama because Tosfos and Shtiyo always make a Shahakal Mei Bedvar. So it's Mefurish in Gaon, and he's Messiah both Tosfos. So it's Mefurish in Gaon that he's lining up the two Tosfos in, the Tosfos about Lishtiyo, the third Teretz and the first Tosfos about Lishtiyo, and the Tosfos in the bottom about Shasisa, then they also listed their Lishtiyos, that these are Svaras that work Klapei Bari Pei Adama. It may work for Bari Mini Mezenis also, but it's at least also a Svara Klapei Bari Pei Adama. That you don't make a Bari Pei Adama when it's lishtos. You only make a bracha. You only make a Bari Pei Adama when it's lisoy. You don't make when you're eating the but not when it's a shtiyah, not when it's a drink. So it's two problems. Problem number one. So what about the refuah? When you drink the anigra in the refuah, then you do make a Bari Pei Eitz. It's lishtiyah. If there's a rule that on shtiyah you always make a shakal, you never make a Bari Pei Adama. So l'chayim by the same token, if you don't make a Bari Pei Adama when you're drinking it and a drink, so then you shouldn't make a Bari Pei Eitz and a drink either. So why when it's the refuah and the Shem Azayis is the ikud, you make a bracha Bari Pei Eitz? It's also the shtiyah. Right? What's the difference? If you don't make a Bari Pei Adama when the anigun is the ikud, because on shtiyah you don't make a Bari Pei Adama, so why do you make a Bari Pei Eitz when the Shem Azayis is the ikud, when it's the refuah and the Shem Azayis is the ikud? But on shtiyah you don't make a Bari Pei Adama. If you don't make a Bari Pei Adama when it's the shtiyah, you don't make a Bari Pei Eitz either. Secondly, the Gaon is explaining the Shulchan Aruch. But the Shulchan Aruch is the Lashon of the Rambam. And the Rambam says Beferish, by the din of Shlokos, that the Rambam says that Yerokos Shoshokon Lishtois Mei Mehem Mevorech Bar Pi Adam. So the Rambam says Beferish, the din of Maya Deshalki, that you make a Bar Pi Adam and Maya Deshalki, and vegetable soup. Now this is beferish lishtois meimei, and not only when it's lishtois, but not only when you're drinking it as a soup with a spoon, but lishtois meimei. So you see, the Ram doesn't seem to have this rule. The Ram doesn't have this rule that when it's a shtiyah, you don't make a Bari Pei Adama. So how can you use this rule to be a miyashu to Shulchan Aruch, who says that on Anik, when you make a shahakol, the Shulchan Aruch is the Rambam. And the Rambam favors also that even as to you make a bari piyadam. So we have here a whole set of problems. So let's start with the problem. The Taisa Rosh equates the Feirish, the Svara of Pam and the Svara of Eini Osa Dusadela's Lishtas. It says, and beer, you don't make an Azonis, like only the Rabbi Shmuel, because it's Latam. It says, Kemay Shasisa. Then when it comes to Shasisa, it says, Eini Osa Dusadela Lishtas. And that's a riot to Sheikh and Kamashi Birashti. So it sounds the Feirish in Taisa Sarosh that the Svara that you don't make a Mizainis and beer because it's Latam, and the Svara that you don't make a Mizainis, let's say Mizainis, or maybe Adam also, and Shesiso, because it's Eini Osi Lissid, Elo Lishtois, it's Heinlach, those two things are synonymous. So in Svara, as I said before, hard to understand. It's two different Svaras. There's one Svara that you don't make a Mizainis. And then there's a different Svara that if it's Lishtois and not Lissoi, you don't make a Mizainis. It's two different things. I mean, this is a much broader Svara that if it's Lishtio, you don't make a Mizainis. Okay? That's a lot broader. You can have things that are Lishtio and they're more than Tam. And the truth is, Shishis itself is more than Tam. Maybe this is another problem a little bit. Shishisa also is really more than a tam because you have the kemach that's really mixed into the water. It's just it's thin, but the kemach itself is mixed into the water. It's not like beer. So it's lishlois. The bechara is more than tam. So what's the Rosh Bechal equation? This equation is altogether a strange equation. So I think the key to understanding this Rosh is in the Tshuva Sarosh. I'm very thick of Tshuva Sarosh. Shuvas Rosh, Klal Dalet, Simon Tezvov. I sent it as a Maramok. Did Olam saw the whole Shuvas Rosh? We got it. So the Shuvas Rosh is talking about the following case. They would take Soyrim and they would cook it in a lot of water. But the Soyrim would settle to the bottom. And then they took the water, and that water was healthy. They drank a little before. So the shal is what bracha do you make on the what bracha do you make on? So the Rosh says it's shakel. So the Rosh says the leshaychel lahod Rabbi Shmuel harish make a mizaynus because it's made with soyim. Says the Rosh, no, lefishayim b'sheicher. He says no because it's analogous to beer. Lefishayim b'sheicher elatam b'alma, and beer you make a shakel because it only has tam. Like by Shesiso, Shemavorach and Alirako, Shehakel. And he goes on. Umeis Oyim Elu, this barley water that they would drink the refuah, Grim Mimei Shesia Rako. It's even less than Shesiso. Because by Shesiso, Nishaba Hakemach Shema Arvinba, you have some flour mixed into the water. Like that's what I mentioned before. By the Shesiso, there is flour mixed into the water. And yet it's Shehakel. Aval Bemei Soyim, in this barley water that the Rosh was talking about, that they would give the refuah, there's not even any barley in the water. The water that they cook the soyrim in separates. All it has is it has some of the taste of the soyrim and some of the koyach of the soyrim. So therefore, it doesn't warrant him as vinus. Here he goes on. Here's where the plot thickens. Soyrim also thickens. Even though the soyrim themselves, they taka become a cereal, they thicken up and they become a cereal. The soyrim at the bottom of the pot, they're mezainis. If somebody would want to eat the soyrim that are at the bottom of the pot when they're cooking up this barley water, he would have to make a mezainis because that's why I'm a cereal. Mikol mokayim, ikir bishulam bishulamayim. But the reason why they're cooking up the soyrim is not for the soyrim, for the cereal at the bottom. They're cooking up the soyrim for the water at the top. And therefore the water is not nimshach after the sa'irim. The water does not get the bracha of the sa'irim. It's not like meishlokas. Meishlokas, the water gets the bracha of bari pi adama. So the water gets the bracha of the vegetables. So just like the water gets the bracha of the vegetables, so the barley water should get the bracha of the barley. Interesting, it's not mechalak between bari pi adama, bari min mizonis. He thinks it's the same thing. The same way the water that you cook the vegetables in gets the bracha of bari pi adama. So he's asking, so the sa'irim at the bottom of the pot are mizonis. So the water at the top of the pot should get the bracha of, by meishlokas, the water gets the bracha bari pi adama. So over here, the water that's floating on top of the cereal should get the bracha bari min mizonis. Says the Rosh, no, not the same. The hanach ikr bishulam bishul hayirokas. By meishlokas, his main reason for the bishul is for the yirokas. He wants to eat the yirokas. And therefore, since the main bishul is for the yirokas, and the yirokas gave taste to the water, so then the tam of yirokas, you can make a bracha on the water that has the tam of yirokas, since the bishul was for the yirokas, was to eat the yirokas. And even if it would happen to be that somebody would make vegetable soup and he only wants to eat the clear broth, he doesn't want to eat the vegetables. But since the rest of the world, when they cook up vegetables, they eat the vegetables too. They eat the soup also, they eat the soup with the vegetables inside. So therefore, so we're not going to say, well, but this guy is doing it lirafua, and he's not planning to eat the vegetables. By him, it's going to be a different bracha. Since the derech is, when you cook vegetables, to eat the vegetables, so the main bishul is for the vegetables. So even though you drink the water also, so the whole thing is a bracha bari pi adama. Mashenkin over here by the barley water, this is the recipe. You throw out the barley and you drink the water. So the ikar bishul is for the water. Since the ikar bishul is for the water and the water only has tam, so the water only has the bracha of shachal nivadvari, it doesn't get the bracha of bari min mizonis. Even though the cereal on the bottom would be bari min mizonis. But you didn't cook it for the cereal, and people don't cook it for the cereal. They cook it for the water. Since they cook it for the water, so the water has its own bracha of shachal and doesn't have the bracha of bari min mizonis. This is Mamash Dorim Chadashim, this Rosh. It says in this Rosh, first of all, you see in the Rosh that Bari Mizonis and Bari Pedoma, they're not different worlds. He thinks they should have the same rules. And he thinks that there would be a Mokum Loimar, it would be a Svar to say, that just like Meish Shlokais have a Bracha Bari Pedoma, so barley water, or beer, I guess for that matter, should have a Bracha of Bari Mizonis. Because just like by Meish Shlokais, what does the water have? It has a taste of the vegetables. And you see, that's enough to make it a Bari Pedoma. So over here, the barley water has the taste of the barley cereal that's in the bottom of the pot. So we should have a bracha bari min mizonis. Says the Rosh, no, it's not the same. There's a difference. Because by the yirokos, the main bishul was for the yirokos. So since the main bishul was for the yirokos, the water is nimshach achar yirokos. And the water also gets a bracha bari min mizonis since it has the tam of the yirokos. But by the barley water, and by analogy, by the beer, let's say, you're not making the beer to eat the hops and the sarim in the bottom to eat the sarim. You're making it for the beer. Or by the barley water that the Rosh is talking about, that they would drink lirafua, they didn't make it to eat them. They didn't want to eat the cereal in the bottom of the pot. They made it for the barley water itself. That was the. And he adds by the vegetable soups where most people cook it for the yirokas. It doesn't even matter if he's doing it lirafua. But this recipe is made for the yirokas. But by the barley water, this recipe is made for the water. Since it's made for the water, so the water is not nimshach achar asayrim, and therefore the water doesn't the bracha of the sayrim doesn't attach itself to the water, and then we're down only on the water. Well, the water doesn't have mamashus of sayrim. The water only has tam and kayach of the sayrim, but it doesn't have more than that, and therefore it doesn't have the bracha of bari min mizonis. And for that matter, since he's making an analogy, it wouldn't have the bracha of bari pi adama if there was a kind of barley water that wasn't made with barley, but it was made with vegetables. But it was this recipe was made. It's not the derech olam to make it for the vegetables. The derech olam is to make it for the water. So then, even though it would have the time of the vegetables, it wouldn't matter because it's only by vegetable soup where the bishul is for the yirokos. So then, the mayim is nimshach achar yirokos. But by the barley water and by the beer and by the shishiso, where it's made for the water, it's not made for the cereal. So the water is not nimshach after the cereal. It's not nimshach after the sayrim, and therefore the bracha is only on the water. And the water mitzad atzmai. The word mitzvah atzmi, it only has tam and koyach, but it's not, doesn't have any mamashes of sayim. So it's only a brach of shaklam yibidvar. I think l'choy the habana, what's the habana? L'choy the habana is that when by vegetable soup, since you're cooking it for the vegetables, so it becomes one tafshil of vegetable soup. The vegetables with the water, it becomes one entity of vegetable soup. And the brach of vegetable soup is very piyadama. The water is nimshach acha ayirachis. It's one zach, it's one chefts of vegetable soup. And it has a bracha there for bari p'adama. The bracha of the vegetables is the bracha for the vegetable soup also. By barley water, it's the barley and the water are two different things. The serum and the water are two different things. So it's not one tafshil of barley with water. It's only water. You're planning to pour off the water. That water doesn't warrant the bari minim zayin. It doesn't warrant the bari p'adama for that matter. It's shakal niyabidvar. If that's the case, so then I understand very well Professor Rosh. Professor Rosh said, how he equates, he said that by that beer, you make a very minimum zonus. Sorry, you don't make a very minimum zonus, the gun of the Rabbi Shmuel, because it's only tam. And then he says, Kenle Shisiso. And then by Shisiso, what does he say? He says, Eini osi lisod elo lishlois. Kenle Shecha. Tzerai lishecha, Kenle Shepirashti. So we asked, it's two different svaras. There's one svar there on tam. You don't do tam, doesn't warrant him a zonus. It's a different story that lishtais doesn't warrant a mezainis. Anything else, listen, the lishtais that and drinks you don't make a mezainis. So l'chor is two different worlds. What's that? How's the Tosfos putting them together? The answer is now that we have the Tshuva Rosh, so we have to understand the Rosh differently. When the Rosh says that it's any osi lishtais ela lishtais, it says by Shasiso, it's any osi lishtais ela lishtais. I think what he means is exactly what he said in the Tshuva. He means, I'm not planning to eat the barley. I'm only planning to drink the water. If it was also lisoid, that means I was going to eat it with the barley. So then the water would be nimshach achar, the barley would be nimshach achar sayrim, and would have the broch of the sayrim. But since I'm not planning to eat the barley, it's only also lishtois. This recipe is made for the water. It's not made for the barley. I'm only making it for the water. If I was going to be somehow soyed on it, it would be like mamoshes of barley here also that I would be having with the water. So then it would be nimshach achar soyim, like vegetable soup. But it's not osi lishtois. It's only osi lishtois. I'm only drinking it for the water. If I'm only drinking it for the water, well, the water is only tam. And water that has tam of soyim is not bari minim soyim. It's only shak. And nor is it even bari piyadama for the same reason. And it's shak on liyavidvar. It's a new havana in the same osi lishtois lishtois. That's the same blanket rule that on drinks you only make the shakel. He's saying that shishisa, even though there's barley there too, and the barley is shabai, if the barley would be mezainis, if you would eat the barley. If there's barley in the bottom, you would eat the, if you ate the barley, if you wanted the barley, it would be mezainis. But since you don't want the barley, you want the water, so the water is not nimshach after the barley. If you're going to have the barley with the water, you eat barley with water together, like vegetable soup. You know, he's explaining why it's different than shlokas. It's exactly the same as in Shuvah Zeros. He's explaining why is it different than shlokas. No, by shlokas, it's also listed. I want to eat it with the vegetables. So the water is nimshach after the yirachis. But over here, it's any also listed and lishtais. I don't want to eat the barley. I want to drink the water. And maybe we could add, even though there's water, like the in the Shul, he pointed out, in the shasisa, there is kemach mixed in. But I'm not interested in the kemach that's mixed in. I'm interested in the water. You know, the kemach that's mixed in, if I would filter it out, I'd also be happy. I'm interested in the water. Since I'm interested in the water, so I'm down in the water, not in the kemach. And the water is only time and it's in it, and therefore it's only a shock. And that's exactly what we said before, that it's the time. Yeah, I'm thinking now that maybe by the shishisa, I don't know if you have mamish kemach at the bottom of the pot, but you have a little bit of kemach mixed into the water, but he's saying, but that's not what I want. I'm not eating the kemach. If it was a kemach dish with water also, so then it would be like yirokas with the water also. But I'm not eating it for the kemach. I'm eating it for the water. I want to drink the water. I don't want to eat the kemach. I want to drink the water. The water is only tap. If I want to eat the kemach, then the brach and the kemach would be mezoinis. And if the brach and the kemach would be mezoinis, then the water would be nimshach achar kemach. But since I don't want to eat the kemach, I only want to drink the water. So the mele, it has the brach. So the water is just tap. And that's analogous to beer. That's what he says, that it's like beer. that beer also, what I want is the water. I don't want the sayur. I don't want to eat the sayur. I want to drink the beer. So that's shahakol. The time is shahakol. Imkain. So then, very mistava. That when Tosfos says the last reason Tosfos that beer is shahakol is because of the shtil, and then again he echoes that by shasisa and he also lists on elo lishlois. It's very mistava that he means al derech zeh. That since it's lishtil, so the water is not nimshach achar hasayim. Since the word is not nimshach achar hasayim, so it's only for tam. And that's what he says in the Baal Meir, also the Shadei Lishtos. So the Gaon equates those two things. The Gaon is saying those two things together. And Shtiyah make a shakel. And Nigun Shakel is and Shtiyah make a shakel. And he's saying the last teretz of the first Tosfos and the Tosfos about Shasisim. Because it's one thing, like we see in Tosfos Rosh. It's one idea that any also listed Elul Lishtos, but any also listed Elul Lishtos means, in the light of the Tshuva Sarosh, any also listed Elul Lishtos means that the water is not Nimshach Achar HaSarim. Because I'm not interested in the Sarim, I'm interested in the water. And the water is only Latam. On Tam, you don't make a Mizayus. And on Tam, also, you don't make a Barifi Adama for the same reason. We see the Farish in the Piskei Rosh that this far that on water, and Tam, you don't make a mizaynus. It's a svar klapa yahadama too. That's also one of the things that we can take away from the Tshuvas Harosh is that the svar that on Tam you don't make a mizaynus is not only vis-a-vis mizaynus, but it's also vis-a-vis bari piyadama. On Tam you don't make a bari piyadama either. Even the Tosfos and the Rosh they said the svar of Tam vis-a-vis mizaynus. So they articulated the Svar of Tam when they were talking about Mizaynus. And if I had not seen the Tshuva Sarosh, I would have said it's only a Svar of Mizaynus. And Baruch Yadom, it's not true. You see that Amai the Shilki, you make a Hadoma. So it's only Tam. So you see the Tam is enough reason to make Hadoma. Amai the Shilki, the Shlokis, you make a Baruch Yadom on the water. So you see Tam is enough reason to make a Baruch Yadom. It undermines Mizaynus, it doesn't undermine Baruch Yadom. But now in the Tshuva Sarosh, I see that it's not true. That the svar that on Tam you don't make a bari mizaynus is a svar that on Tam you don't make a bari piyadama either. The reason why by shlokas you make a bari piyadama on the water is because ikar abishal was for the yirokas and you're planning to eat the yirokas also with the water. So then the bracha of the water is nimshachacha the bracha of the yirokas. But in cases where that's not the case, where in cases where it's a kind of recipe where it's not the derech to eat the yirokas, it's not the derech to eat the sarim, you're only doing it for the water. So then, both by Bari Mizaynus and by Bari Piyadom, it makes no difference. The same svar. And Tam alone, water with the Tam of Mizaynus, water with the Tam of Adama of Yerokas, does not get a Bari Piyadom, it does not get a Bari Mizaynus, it only gets a Shakal Niyabidvar. Then in Tosfos Chai there's a problem. Because if that's the case, it's really a problem we had before also. If that's the case, then how does Tosfos say two separate reasons? He says that you don't make a mizaynus because it's only the tam, it's only taima. And then he says that's his first svara. And then he says at the end, the oy, that it's l'shtiyah. And on shtiyah make a shakal nivadvar. Chaira, es hainu hach. The svar of shtiya is that it's any osir listed elul lishleis tochayr. It's any like we see in the Gaon also. It's any osir listed elul lishleis, and any osir listed elul lishleis between taisros is the same svar as tam. So why is Tais saying it twice? And we had the problem at the very beginning when we were comparing Tais with taisros. You see in taisros that the svar of tam is the same as the svar of any osir listed elul lishleis. Isis Lachara, when he says that it's and Lishlis to make a shakra, that's the svar, and also Lishlis, the Lishlis. The Gaim Mefarish equates those two. So then, but if that's the same thing as Latam, so why by Tosfos it appears as two separate reasons? Now that we have the Tshuva Rashi, the question is even clearer. The svar of Tam, the Havan in the svar of any also listed El Lishlis, is that you're interested in the water, not in the Sayyim. And since you're only interested in the water is only Tam, and Tam you don't make a Mizayim. Okay, so that means the svar of Shtiyah, that Shtiyah Shahako, is exactly the same as the svar that on Tam you don't make a it's exactly the same svar that on Tam you don't make a Mizayim. So why does it say it is two separate Tewits? I think the answer is, Poshut, that it's not for the same svar. But Taisa says it first klapi mizraynis, and then he says it klapi bari piyadama. And for bari piyadama, it's a bigger chiddush. In Taisa, we're medak in Taisa. Taisa is first addressing mizraynis. Like dami l'rabbi Shmuel. Why isn't beer mizraynis? So he says because it's tam. As far as mizraynis is concerned, that's self-explanatory. And tam, you don't make a mizraynis. There's no kashim anywhere. Tam, you don't make a mizraynis. I can understand that very well. That doesn't need any further explanation. But Taisa, at that point, doesn't know yet that the same svar would apply to Yerokas, would apply rather to Bari Piyadoma. L'chor by Bari Piyadoma is not true. By Bari Piyadoma you see that on Shlokas you make a Bari Piyadoma. You see that when it comes to Bari Piyadoma, you could make a Bari Piyadoma on Tam. So the svar of Tam, just by itself, just that bold statement, the fact on Tam, you don't make a Mizaynus, okay, that works for Bari Mizaynus, but l'chor doesn't work for Bari Piyadoma. Because after all, you see that on Shlokas you make a Bari Piyadoma. Taisus at the end is mechadesh va'oid that even by bari piyadama, because by the end of Taisus, he's already talking about bari piyadama. Remember, he started talking about the isti ilu yachayinu bepas. He's already segued to the issue of bari piyadama. We saw the way beferish also in the Tshuva Sarosh and in the Rosh that first they talk about bari piyadama and then they talk about mezaynus. And in the Tshuva Sarosh we saw the other day that it's very clear that the svaras of isti ilu yachayinu bepas and kevin shu'ud solo, these are bari piyadama tikkus svaras. And then he talks about those separately, and then he talks about bari minu mezaynus separately. And Taisus also to Mustava that way. First, he talks about Barim and Mizaynus. He says, Leidomi the Rabbi Shmuel, because it's Latam. That's clear. And then he says, okay, but what about Barim Piyadoma? So first he says, Isli Yilechayin of a Pasuk. We already said that's a Barim Piyadoma. That's clearly a Barim Piyadoma Svar. So now he's already said you to be talking about Barim Piyadoma. So now Taisus Machadesh, that even by Barim Piyadoma, if it's Latam, you don't make a Barim Piyadoma. But here, Taisus can't just say that as a bold fact. On Tam, you don't make a Barim Piyadoma. Because Chor is not true. You see, by Shlokos, you do make a Barim Piyadoma on the water. So you see that you could make a bari piyadama on the water, which is only tam. So here Taisa has to add a little bit more explanation. That any osu lishtos ve'lo lishtos shtiyah, meaning yeah, first thing you on vegetable soup you make a bari piyadama because on a vegetable soup you want to eat the vegetables. You're not making it as a drink. You're making it as a dish with vegetables. You're going to eat the vegetables with the soup together. So then the water is nimshach after the soup. But here you just want to drink it. You're just going to drink the beer. You're not going to eat the sorim or whatever dogon it is that the beer is made out of. You're only going to drink the water. Well, you're only going to drink the water, then it's not even adam. That's what he means when he says l'shtiyo. It's the same story that he said for Tam. But he's explaining that it applies even to adama. Because even though by adama we do find that you make a bari piyadama on the water that you cook the vegetables in, but that's only when it's lissoid, when you're going to eat the vegetables with the water. But if it's only lissoid, if you're only going to drink the water, then the water is not nimshach after the vegetables, and you don't make a bari piyadama, and that's what Taisa says, then shtir, you don't make a bari piyadama. You make a bari piyadama on the water that you eat with the vegetables. But if you're only drinking the water, then you only make a bracha of then it's, that's called the shtir and the bracha shakum yibitvar. So it's hakin echami, it's the same svar. It's the this svar and this svar, the svar of tam, and the svar of the shtir, is the same svar, like takasi and Taisa Rosh, it's the same svar, but it's the svar applied to bari minim zaynis, and then applied to bari piyadama. And it's the same story. And as we saw in Tshuva Sarosh, that the Tshuva Sarosh Beferish says this svara both vis-a-vis Meisarim and vis-a-vis Shlokas. And he talks about what's the difference between them. And he says, because by Meisarim, you only want to drink the water. So that's Shakal Nibetor, it's only Tam. But by the vegetables, you want to eat the vegetables. So it's Nimshach, the bracha is Nimshach after the vegetables. So therefore, you can make a bracha bari piyadama. So Beferish in Tshuva Sarosh, that the svara of Shtiyo versus Lissoid is it's not limited to bari minu zaynis, it applies to bari piyadama also. And you have to know, case by case. If you only want the water, then it's lishtos and it's shakal. If you're interested in eating the vegetables too, or eating the sayurim too, then the water would be nimshach ha-chasayurim. Then the bracha would be bari minu mizaynus or bari piyadol. That fits mamish into beautiful into taisus. But for now, there's no tension at all between taisus and taisus rosh. It's the svar of tam, is the svar of shtia, is the svar of any osav v'sadeh l'lishtos. It's all the same idea. That if you only want the water, then the water is not nimshach after the irakis. The water is not nimshach after the sarim.
Why would Tosfos then use the lashon of eino lisod instead of like eino lechol?
I don't. I think you mean to say it sounds like a mizonistic svar. Yeah, okay, but I have the shuvah sirasha. I don't. See, it's not the way. It's not mamish meshuvah. It's not meshuvah to the rosh. I think it means also because if you said lechel, I don't eat the soup. The soup is my side drink, but I'm soyed on the whole thing. My soup is the vegetables and the water together. So it's one dish. So the water is nimshachay after the irakas. But if it's any also listed at all, it's only listed, that means all I want is the water. I'm not interested in eating the soyer. I'm not interested in eating the vegetables. So then it becomes there. Then it's not, then the water is not nimshachay after the fizeh. It's matur, it's mimela, the kasha that we asked in the goyim. How can the goyim say that there's this rule, he reads into Tosfos, that there's a rule that that when it's lishtos, you don't make a bracha bar pi adoma, you only make a shakol. If we only had Tosfos, we say maybe it's only vis-a-vis mizaynus. Who says this rule will be vis-a-vis by bar pi adoma? But the Goyin says that the svar that of shtiyah is a svar vis-a-vis bar pi adoma also. That's how we read Tosfos. So yes, why? And he explains that's why I nigun, you make a shakal, not a bar pi adoma. So the heart of the problem is, so why Shem and Zayis any different? Why Shem and Zayis bar pi ayis? It's also lishtos. So what's the answer? Now Mamar's kasha doesn't even start. This rule that on shtia you don't make a shakal, it's not kind of it's not a rule that on drinks you don't make a shakal. It means that on tam you don't make a shakal. That if you're not interested in eating the vegetables, you're only interested in drinking the water, and the water only has the tam of the vegetables, it doesn't have the mamosis of the vegetables. So on tam you only make a shakal. So the anigroin is the water from the vegetables, but you're not interested in eating the vegetables. You're only interested in drinking the water. So that's only shakal because on tam you only make a shakal. Like we saw in the Tosfos of Rosh, the svar of tam and the svar of any osu lisa del says hay no hach. It's the same svar. Any osu lisa del listos means when I don't want to eat the vegetables or I don't want to eat the sirim, I only want to drink the water, then I revert to the rule that on tam you only make a shakal. So that's regarding the anigroin. But Shem and Zayis not tam. Shem and Zayis is the Zayis. Shem and Zayis is Bayer Peis. It's not because it has tam of Shem and Zayis. You're drinking Shem and Zayis. Shem and Zayis is, that's the Iker Iloy of the Zayis. Less the Iloy Acharino. The Iker of the Zayis is the Shem and Zayis. So I'm mamish eating the Shem and Zayis. Now, this is not something that has the taste of Zayis. Shem and Zayis is Zayis. So of course you make it into Bayer Peis. Doesn't matter whether I'm drinking it. If you have a food that's Bayer Peis, it doesn't matter if you eat it or drink it. It'll be a Bayer Peis. Mela, I think it's also Nicha. We could answer the other question, which is, how can the Goyin explain the Shulchan Aruch this way? That the reason why Anigun is Bari Pi Adoma is because the reason why Anigun is Shakel is because Anshti only make a Shakel, but the Shulchan Aruch came from the Rambam, and the Rambam says Beferish that Mei Shlokos that you made Lishtos Meimehem, you make a Bracha Bari Pi Adoma. So how can you ascribe to the Rambam the view that Anshti you only make a Bari Pi Anshti you only make a Shakel? Way in the light of the Tzuv Saros, the light of everything we're saying. So maybe we can mechalik that when the Rama says that in Mei Shlokas you make a Bari Pi Adoma, he means when you're eating it with the Yerokas. Hakam Loshen Rama is Lishlis Meimeim, but he means Lishlis Meimeim with the. We'll have to say at least the Goyin is saying Aliba Das Shulchan Aruch that it means Lishlis Meimeim with the Yerokas. But Anigun is the Anigun you only make to drink the water. It's a drink. It's not a soup. Anigun is a drink. You drink it. So that means you don't put the vegetables in, you're going to choke. When you're making a nigroin, so then you're only making it for the water, you're not making it for the vegetables. When you're only making it for the water, then that's taka shakel, because that's only a tam. When the Rambam said that mei shlokis, like in the Shulchan Aruch, that mei shlokis have a bracha bari pi adoma, it's a Gemara Mefresh, mei shlokis is a bari pi adoma. That's talking about with the yerokas, when you're going to have it as a soup. So as a soup, it's taka bari pi adoma, it's lissad together with the vegetables, it's nimshach after the vegetables. But by anigun is beferish a drink. In a drink, there's no yerokas in a drink. You only have the water. The water is not only shakal mi'vadvar. That's what the Goyin is saying.
Rebbe.
Yeah.
Didn't we have the Rambam saying beforehand that anything that's nitein tam is going to make a brach on it?
One second. Again? What'd you say?
Yeah, sorry. Didn't we quote the Rambam saying beforehand that anything that's nitein tam, you're going to have to go and make a brach on it?
The Rambam by Shlokos? Which Rambam? By what? Oh, yeah, that's in a mixture. When you have an ingredient in a mixture, and it's the ingredient is nice and time and the whole thing, then you make the then it becomes an ikur in the tafshil. But that's something where the ingredient is there. But I want to know, is it an ikur in the tafshil? Is it only ladabik, lereach, or lesev? Like, why did I put this ingredient in? Like, why did I put the pepper into the soup? Did I put it in, or why did I put the flour into the soup? Did I put it in to be medabik, lereach, lesev? Or I put it in because I wanted to contribute to the taste of the soup. But there, the kemach is in the kemach is in the soup. So that's not a tam ba'alma. Different case. They were told me you took them up. You put them on moshes. You have a tafshil. It has different ingredients. Some of the ingredients are the dabek le'echel le'seva. They're called the tofel. Some of the ingredients are to be nice and tam, so they're called an ikker. But they're actually there in the tafshil. They're not only nice and tam. They're there in the tafshil. But on a pure tam, that's what we see in the Tshuva Sarosh. And from the Tshuva Sarosh, we're reading back into Tosfos. But the Tshuva Sarosh is beferish that way. That on tam, you don't make a bracha bar piyadav. Much less a bracha bar minim mizaynus. Unless you're eating it with the yirokas, then the water is nimshachacha yirokas. And the Rosh says even if you yourself are not even going to eat the yirokas, but it's the derech to eat the yirokas with this in this kind of soup. So even though you're not interested, you only want the soup because you have a cold. You only want the soup, but the derech is to make the yirokas with the soup. So he says that's already called that's bari piyadoma because the since the derech is to eat the yirokas with the soup, so then the mayim is nimshachacha yirokas. The time, the mayim with the time of the yirokas is nimshach achar yirokas.
The nigron isn't a mixture with the shem zayis.
Yeah, but you're not making the bracha on the shem zayis. You're making the bracha on the nigroin, because shem zayis is only a tuffel. You're making the bracha on the anigroin, and the anigroin is the ikker, and the anigroin has only time of yirokas. Yeah, you have my muscle shem zayis, but the shem zayis is luchud. The wood, the meshlokas is shahakol. I have a kasha now. If that's the case, maybe we'll end with this. Look it up tomorrow. We did we try to discuss what's the difference between meishlokos on the one hand, that is bari piyadoma, and meiperos, where we just had the gemara of tushitatami, that on meiperos the gemara of the brachas, well, like a rishu of the brachas, and meiperos you make a brach of shachalim v'dvari tushitatami. He's learned that from Rabbi Shua that all made Paris are Zeya Ba'alma, and Zeya Ba'alma is the Gemara says is Shakal Nibdvar. So the Shayim ask, what's the difference? If on juice you only make a shakal, so how could vegetable soup be more than juice? If juice is only a shakal because it's Zeya Ba'alma, so vegetable soup for sure should only be a shakal Nibdvar. So we saw two Mahalchim and Rishayim, three, which were the Raivad, but we saw three Mahalchim and Rishayim. We had the Raivad, we're not going to talk about it right now, but we had, well, just mention just for completeness sake, we had the Raivad. The Raivad is an Echinami, that juice really is like gara from vegetable soup, and juice is also bari piyates. And the Gemara is talking about where Zob Me'elov. Zob Me'elov is different, because he didn't want it to come out, so it's not a beverage. Okay, that's all Shita. And then we saw the Rashba says the difference is, the Rashba here in the Sugya Dusha Tami. Is that vegetable soup? That's the normal derech, is to make vegetable soup out of vegetables. But juice, it's not the derech to make food into juice. So therefore, it loses the bracha. And then we have the Rosh, and this is what I'm interested in right now, because we're talking about the Rosh. The Rosh answered that vegetable soup has the time of the vegetables, but juice doesn't have the time of the fruit. The juice has its own time, which might be very similar to the time of the fruit, but it's a time that it has intrinsically. It didn't absorb the time of the pre. But vegetable soup absorbs the time of the vegetables, and then he says beferes that if you would cook fruit, so the bracha would have to be very paid because it would have the time of the fruit. That's the rush. So L'chayr is shver. What's the rosh's kasha in the first place? Now that we saw the tshuvas harosh, not a kasha ma'ashtu kultar, it's a kasha by itself. Now that we saw the tshuvas harosh, who says beferush, that the only reason why vegetable soup is bar pi adama is because you want to eat the vegetables. So since you want to eat the vegetables too, so the mayim is nimshach achara yirokas. But if you weren't planning to eat the yirokas, you were only going to eat the soup, and that was the normal way that you ate the soup was without the yirokas. So then it would be like beer or shishisa. You would only make a bracha of shakel because I would be down in the water itself, and the water is only tam and tam. You don't make a bracha bar pi adama. So if you're telling me that the only time you make your only reason why you make a bari v'adama vegetable soup is because you're going to eat it with the vegetables, so then what's the kasha from juice in the first place? By juice, how do you make juice? You squeeze out the juice and you throw away the fruit. So you're only going to drink the juice. So if you're only going to drink the juice, and the juice is only tam, so the juice is shakal v'yamidvar. So what's the kasha b'cha? Like the kushim ekarlesa. So what's the rosh's kasha? The rosh l'shitasa, that the meish lokas is only hadama. Because the mayim is nimshachacha yirokas, and the normal derech is to eat the yirokas with the soup. So then kushim make her lesser. So what does he want from juice? That's not the case by juice. By juice, you drink the juice by itself, and if the juice is zeh ba'alma, so it's only a tam. It's not called the pri. It's zeh ba'alma, for sure. So it's zeh ba'alma. So it's only shakel. So it's bechal. It's altogether different than yirokas. Yirokas is only beri b'adama because I'm eating it with the yirokas, so it's nimshachacha yirokas. But by juice, where I'm just drinking the juice. So if I'm just drinking the juice, so it's like beer, shakel mevedvar. So what does the Rosh need? This other chiluk that the juice doesn't really have the time of the fruit, only the vegetable soup has the time of the vegetables. Chari doesn't need it. The kasha doesn't start. That's, I think, a serious something to think about. Again, it's not a kasha ma'ashtikul Torah. It's a ferish tshuvas Rosh. The Rosh says this ferish in tshuva, so it's a steer from the tshuvas Rosh to what he says in what he says by andaf lamentes by shlokas. Okay, so I'll leave that to think about. So I want to talk about that next time, and then we need to go by to the next sugya. Trima and beyond.